Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
Hello, everyone. This is Kelly Jo Monahan, your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. We have a pleasure tonight. We have Carol Ann back, and I wanted to read to you about Archangel Gabriel. Archangel Gabriel, it means God is my strength. It's one of the two archangels specifically named in the Bible, both Old and New Testament. She is often portrayed as holding a trumpet and as the only female archangel. As a patron of communications, Archangel Gabriel is the messenger angel acting as messenger of God. She helps writers, teachers, journalists, and artists to convey their messages, to find motivation, confidence, and to market their skills. She also assists in overcoming issues of fear and procrastination in communication, as well as in all areas related to children, helping during conception, pregnancy, childbirth, and childbearing. Well, I'm going to get to it. I'm going to get Carol Ann on here. Hi,
hello,
Carol Ann.
How are you?
Good.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, and good to have you back.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you for reading about Gabriel. I had a store named Gabriel.
Neat.
Yeah, that was in New Jersey many moons ago. So that was nice. Thank you.
Now I see that you have a master class that you're doing. Can you tell everybody about that?
Yes, I did. On Goldilocks Productions is where my radio show is, In the Psychic Flow, Thursday evenings at 8 o'clock. You can catch us on YouTube, Goldilocks Productions YouTube, Facebook, or Periscope. And if you look on the links in at Goldilocks Productions, you'll find links to the master classes. I did the first four, and they're all on mediumship, and they were live, and you can buy the recordings at a discounted price of those classes. So I hope you'll find them interesting. And they have some other teachers on there now as well, so you might want to check those out. So they were kind of fun, and you get to know the radio show host and what they're about. So I had a lot of fun doing them, and I hope that you'll check them out. They're very discounted price, and at this point, they'll probably be on another month, baby. So please go check them out.
Neato. So we'll get started.
I did four classes on mediumship, each an element of mediumship each class. You know, like the message or how to get in touch with your guides, you know, that kind of thing. So I think it's open for everybody. So,
and that's very informative for people to learn.
Yeah, yeah, I think so. I think they'll enjoy it. And I had fun anyway. So, so what do you got for me tonight? What we got going on here?
We have a whole bunch of people tonight, so they all want to talk to you. So I'll do it.
No, they don't. They love you.
So we'll take our first caller, 917. Hello, 917.
Hello.
Hello. Are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Hello.
Yeah, there she is.
Hello. All right, I guess she dropped off. All right, never mind. All right, we'll do a 954. Hi,
yes.
954.
How are you?
I'm
good.
Hi,
how are you?
Good. Where are you from? What's your name?
My name is Sharon, and I'm from New York.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your question?
And, right. And my question is, do you see me having a relationship this year, or?
You want to go first, Marilyn?
What I kind of get here, what I immediately got, Kelly, this is more of Kelly's Joe Street than mine, but I got 2021, like by mid-year. And it's when kind of what I'm getting is like pick and choose who you're going to be with. So I think there's going to be more than one. You'll have a little fishing pond that you can pull from, okay?
No.
But make sure that this type of guy needs to be what you need. What I'm kind of getting, what you need is someone that follows you around, that that is attracted to you, rather than you trying to seek out a stereotype in your head. This one's going to blow your doors off. So I'll let Kelly finish up with that, because I'm sure she gets a lot more than I do.
Well, what I see is in 2021, as Carol Ann said, you're going to do it in the summertime, because they're singing that song in the good old summertime. And you're going to have a choice between, you're going to date. You won't pick any of them at first. You're going to have three men folk that you can choose from. You got a silver fox. You got a blondie and a light brown haired dude.
Mm.
And they're all totally different. One's very intellectual. The other one's fun and laughs. And the other one is spontaneous. So, you know, too bad you can't mush them all together.
That's true. That's true.
But
so you see me picking.
You'll date for like a month, and then you'll pick the best one that suits you. And this person will be kind, generous, considerate. It'll be unlike anybody you've ever dated before.
I'm getting silver there, hon. So I don't know if he's going to be first or if he's going to be the one. But I'm getting silver, the word silver. So
yep.
Kelly had Joe, I mentioned silver hair. Yeah, I think so.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll let you guys know.
You're going to be so funny. You're going to try all your outfits on. Remember, V-neck and lipstick.
Okay. All right. I'll keep that in mind.
All right, and then man will be old-fashioned. Do not get your butt up. Let him open the door and let him pull your chair out.
Absolutely.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great evening.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right, 661. Oops.
Hello.
Hold on. Whoops.
Here we have a gentleman.
Whoops, I got the wrong number. 661, hello. Hello.
I think that's me.
Yes. Do you have a question where you're from?
I'm from California. My name is Janice. And I'm wondering about two dreams that I had. One was that I met a man, and one that I won money, big money. Can you tell me about those?
Go ahead, Carol Ann.
Oh, let me put my toe in the pool first. Okay. I'll tell you what. You get the big money, you can buy your own man. You can buy what you want. So I guess I'd be playing the lottery. To me, that would be more important because, you know, once you get that, you can really pick and choose. What I get is a sincerity. So the sincerity here is a wish for both of these things. I'm not a dream interpreter, but my feeling is a wish for both of these things, for abundance to come to you. And I'm not a law of attraction abundance person per se. But I do understand there are universal laws, and that's one of them. So you might want to read about that and think about that and think that how you want to bring these beautiful things into your life. I feel like your life is a closet, that you just cleaned out. You just got rid of the old handbags and the old shoes and the old, you know, things that don't fit anymore. And you have plenty of room for brand new things, brand new sparkly things. And whoever you meet is going to be very sincere. And there is a generosity. So he's not after you for your money, honey. He's after you. So that's something to look forward to.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
And me, I get that he'll just adore you and love you and look at you all goofy.
Well, good. Well, thank you.
He just thinks that you're it. You're the bomb. He just loves everything about you. You know, goo-goo eye at you. And then
Mr. Wonderful coming in.
Like, it feels like fall of 2021.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, because I hear the song Falling Leaves Drift By My Window by Nat King Cole.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All right. 951. I got the right number now. Hello.
Hi.
Hello, 95. What's your name? Where are you from?
Nathaniel from California.
Hello. What's your question?
Well, I wanted to see if you see the job, my new job, working out, or if you think I will go back to the old job and working two jobs, or you see another job.
Well, I see the new job transporting you into a better environment,
yeah.
And you'll be able to step up, meaning that you'll have, an evolution of it where you make more money, and it's a progression thing.
It might be, you know, they may find another position for me because some of the people seem to really like me. You know, it's a kind of a community love deal, and I think some people don't like me that much there. So,
what's great, Nathaniel, is that this is a stepping stone for you, hon. What you're in now is a stepping stone.
Right.
I agree with Kelly Jo. There's something much better, and if everybody doesn't like you, then you're a human being. Most people do like you because you're sincere and humble and trustworthy. I get the word trustworthy. That's very important. You're a man of your word. That says a lot.
Yeah, there's a couple of bullies, you know, so I'm just trying to...
you're going to be moved to another section. You won't have to work with them anymore. I'm sorry, Galen. I didn't mean to talk over you.
No, that's okay. You'll be over them
probably,
so don't worry about it.
Right, so it's miraculous how it all works out, right? Huh?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep. Keep saying your prayers, I guess.
You.
Is your mother in spirit?
Yeah. I do have a mother in spirit, yes.
Yep, keep saying your prayers, she says, and the right thing will come to you. Yes, she is. She says, say your prayers.
Yeah, she passed on 11/11/77. So that's kind of the day we're coming up to 11/11 again.
Keep saying your prayers, and it'll happen for you, okay, hon?
Hey,
thank you.
Thanks a lot, ladies.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay. 860.
Hello?
Hello. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, this is Amala from Connecticut. How are you guys?
Good. What's your question?
Okay, so since August, it's just been really bumpy. Just one brick fall after another. And so I think I'm just getting, like, ready to reset, and basically there's nowhere to go but up. I'm just wondering what you feel in the next couple of months.
It is going to get better. You know, next year is going to be a whole lot better. Springtime, May, June, and July is going to be excellent for you.
Yeah.
You're going to get a new job. You're going to be able to get on your feet. You won't ever be homeless or hungry. You don't have to worry about that. And you're gonna get a job that's out of your box, and you'll be out of your comfort zone, but it's going to push you so good, you're going to be patting yourself all over the back. You know, good job, good job, good job, good job, good job. so. Awesome. And your expansion and new beginning and believing in yourself. And then I see you having a better home life because you aren't all stressed out trying to pay the bills.
Yes.
That's what I'm seeing. Go ahead, Carol Ann.
Thanks, Kelly Jo.
You know, I get the words free fall. Everybody's kind of free falling right now. You're not alone. This is what's going on for whatever reason. I don't know why, but this is what's happening to a lot of people. I have to tell you, I have a grandmother or an older lady in spirit for you. I just get the word aunt. So I think it's a grandmother and one of her daughters, which would be an aunt, if that's possible. And I feel Avon, I feel like I used Avon, okay?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, good. So you know who I'm talking about. And she's like, honey, you know, it's like, honey, don't worry about the money. You know, honey, don't worry about the money. It's all going to work out. And because you've been mistreated, it's all going to come out in the wash. So that's another cliche for you. It's all going to come out in the wash.
I am just like, I'm like feeling like I'm always getting this short. And I'm a very positive person. It's just people are just so, And
people suck. That's why I like dogs. So, you know, don't worry about it, honey, because everybody's going through this. This is how you filter out your friends. Who's your friends? Who isn't your friend? Who's your enemy? Who's against you? You know, this is trial by fire. You're not the only one going through this. And
no,
believe me, what Kelly Jo said, you're going to be okay.
So just one last thing. So like until December, though, will things get better?
Marginally, honey. You're going to coast to the finish line, hon.
Okay.
You might have to do weenies and beans, but you'll be all right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, you're going to
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
God bless. Thanks.
Hey, I forgot to mention, everyone, Kelly Jo Psychic is on my show this week, this Thursday, right? This Thursday is our Halloween show, I think. So Kelly Jo is going to come on my show 8 to 9 on Goldilocks Productions Facebook, Periscope, and YouTube channel. So join the crew in the green room, and you can type out your questions, and Kelly Jo will knock it out of the park. So please join us for that special show, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks.
I'm excited about
You're
that.
You're
welcome. That's always fun. And you guys get to see me
I like
in real life.
Yes, it's video. You'll be able to actually see Kelly Jo. She's fabulous. So, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And Carol Ann.
Go ahead.
Come on, 203. Hello, 203.
Hello.
What's your name?
Michelle.
Where are you from?
Michelle from California.
And what's your question?
Well, I'm a little worried about my hands, my arms, and my feet. And I was wondering if you saw the problem resolve, or I don't know if it's going to affect my work or what, but, you know, it's
Why do you
problem.
Have neuropathy? What's going on that you have neuropathy?
Yeah.
You have diabetes or something?
No, I don't. I don't have diabetes.
Okay. Well, I kind of get a neuropathy kind of feeling, and it's worth checking it out. I don't feel like it's crippling or anything, but something is. Maybe it could be a nerve. It could be vagus nerve. I don't know. What do you think, Kelly?
It feels like she's hurt her back in the past, and her back's all goofed up.
Yeah,
and it's,
so it's
a lower lumbar and
somewhere.
Neck area. She has ragdoll arms and ragdoll legs. And she's having, having shooting pains?
Well, somewhat. It's strange. It's just strange.
I would suggest getting a really good checkup. We ain't doctors. And you might want to go see a chiropractor or something like that.
Right. Or an ortho, but probably both.
Orthopedic, yeah.
Yeah. You know, the more we work or the more we sit or the older we get, those old things come back. You know, those scars of the body never really leave. So sometimes they rear their ugly head again, and I think that's just what this is. I don't feel it serious. I think it's something you can work on.
Okay. All right.
But you could get
faith,
a checkup.
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
definitely.
It's hard. You know, like I see doctors, so you never – sometimes they send you all over the place, and it's like nobody's issue. You know, so it's
right.
frustrating.
Right. Could also be fibromyalgia, too, Kelly Jo.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a lose-lose diagnosis. But once you know you have it, you can take care of yourself, you know.
Right.
I think it actually has an ICD-9 code now, but it didn't years ago. So a lot of people were suffering, and there was no answers for them. But I think you'll find the answer. You find the right doctor. And it's I also feel there's a holistic approach here, so... Okay,
yeah.
So that might be chiropractic. So good luck to you.
Okay, all right, thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay. Now, how do we get a hold of you, Miss Carol Ann?
Oh, my website is carolannecarey.com. My name is spelled carolannecarey.com. And you can send me a message or you can call me. My information's on my website. My last show is on there, so you can check that out. Check out what I'm doing.
And me, you can get a hold of me, KellyJoePsychic.com, or call me 561-333-5367. Our next person is 561. Hello, 561. Hello.
Hi, I think that's me, Gail in Florida.
Hi. Got a question?
Yes, I do. My golden retriever, Ariel, is going to have puppies in December, and I was. My question is, how many is she going to have? It's another question that goes along with the litter. Is she going to be fine to do natural birth?
Yes, she'll be okay. But she's going to end up having 13 or 14.
Jeez.
And the boy
puppies
are huge.
And so she's gonna be okay, natural birth,
yes,
with all that. Okay. Okay. Anything else I should know about the puppies? Oh. Is one of the males going to be a dog from my past named Dylan?
Yes.
A dog that I had?
Yes, he'll come back.
Oh, awesome.
You'll keep him.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really happy to hear that. Thank you.
Aw.
Yep.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Carol Ann.
I kind of get this is going to be the last litter.
Yes.
Or it should be the last litter. Okay?
Yes.
And I don't get as many puppies as Kelly Jo does, but she sees into the future. But she picks up details better than I do. But I do kind of get it's the last. And I almost feel like there's... feels unusual, like there's more males than females. Usually I think there's more females than males, isn't there? But I feel like there's more males in this group than females. Or maybe there's all females and one male, something like that. It's a strange combination. So what do you think, Kelly?
Yeah, I see more male pups. There's like only like one or two females.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, good. Thank you. Yeah.
So, Carol, how many do you see?
I was seeing less than that. You know, I was just seeing a bunch. I couldn't even count them because there's so many. You know, I couldn't even count them. But when I get one is darker. There's one that's darker than the rest. You know, sometimes the golden retrievers can have more red in them or more brown or more blonde, you know. But I feel like there's one that's going to stick out that's, like, darker. And
yeah,
that
you're
was
picking
just
up,
swivel
you're,
is, he's just going to swivel his head around, and you're going to know exactly who he is.
You're picking up on the dad that I bred her to. He's redder. So, yes, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
There probably will be.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, very handsome. Very handsome dogs. So, good luck.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank
you're
you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. 917. Oh, I do too. I think they're so cool. 917.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. My name is Ashiel, and I'm calling from New York.
And what's your question?
Hi.
I'm single. Do you see me dating someone before the end of the year?
New Year's. New Year's.
Yeah, you're invited to a party and within good social distance, and you'll meet the lady. She's tall and leggy.
Ooh. Ooh.
And she wears her hair close-cropped, and she's just very beautiful. She's really a sweet lady.
She's one of those kind of gals that has a build that her legs start under her armpits.
Right.
You know, I'm only 5 foot on a good day. This girl's like would tower above me, and she has a lovely, very graceful and very exotic looking is the impression that I get. And you're going to kid about face masks, and there's something about a flower. Maybe she has a flower tucked behind her ear, like a lily or something. So I don't know what that means. I don't know if that would be her name, or it looks like a day lily to me. So there's a unique, maybe it's a dress-up New Year's party or something. I don't know, but there's a unique experience here for you.
Okay. So you say it's a New Year's party, right? That's what you said. That way you're going to meet somebody New Year's?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that going to be a relationship or just dating?
Oh, honey, she's just going to drag. She might as well just put a bag over your head and drag you out of there because you're going to be so smitten, you're not going to look at anything else.
Okay.
You're going to be toast. Stick a fork in you,
you're
done.
I agree with her, ditto.
Yep, done. And I have a grandmother, I think, here is holding a crucifix for you. So somebody did the rosary or was a spiritual person, a religious person, I would say. So I have a crucifix here, so I don't know if that's applicable to you or not, but that's what's here for you.
Yeah, I'm spiritual myself, so.
Okay.
Grandma's helping bring you the lady.
Oh, okay, that's what it is. Okay, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, she's praying for you because you don't know how to pick them, so she's taking over.
Right.
Okay. I'm sure it's going to be the right choice. I look forward to that.
Yep. Absolutely.
Okay, good luck.
Absolutely. All right, good luck.
Thank you, Denise.
Okay.
Man, he's going to, like, fall off a cliff for her.
Oh, I know that. He's going to be speechless and dumbstruck.
Yep. Poor guy. He's just going to be done.
Hi, Laura in New Jersey.
Okay, what's your question? Hello.
Hi. I want to know what you see for me around a job and moving.
You're going to not get a job until January, end of January, and you're going to move end of January. Because I think that your move is job related.
Is the job going to be long distance or will it be someplace commutable?
You're going to move where your job is.
Yeah.
Are you picking up where that's going to be? State-wise or anything?
It's across two states. Go ahead.
Got NC. That's North Carolina.
North Carolina. I've been wanting to go there.
Well, good. I think you might be an opportunity to go because you're not going to be able to turn down the money. And
right.
You know what? With the roots that you think you have in place are like could be uprooted by a hurricane any day, these roots that you put in, then the roots that you put in the future are going to stay. They're going to hold
right.
you. You're going to be like a willow tree. You're going to bend with the wind. Right now, a good storm could take you right out. So you don't have the connections and the solid ground that you need. And I think that the move is going to give you more.
Have I applied for the job yet, or is it a job that I have
not?
No,
I don't think you've heard about it yet. Probably not till November.
Right, and then you'll get contacted by a headhunter and through an email, and that's how you get, and it's a corporate job, and it has more money and teeth, eyeballs, and insurance, and there you go.
Oh, yeah.
The end of January.
And you're going to be wearing something black and lacy soon, so get ready.
Oh, I'm not joining anybody.
Well, you're going to.
You're going to have to rip out that black lace from out of the back of the closet, girl, because I think you're going to need it.
There you go.
All right.
Good luck to you.
All right.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's funny. All right. Now we got 914. Oops. Come on, work.
Hi. Thank you, ladies. How are you this evening?
Hey.
Good. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Catherine. I'm calling from New York.
And what's your question?
I'm working with a friend, and I are starting a business together. And I'm just wondering which project we should start off on, if it's the one that starts with the letter V or the one that starts with the letter L.
The L one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Why do I see planes? Why am I getting planes, Kelly Jo?
Oh, it might
travel?
Involve travel. Yes, yes.
Yeah,
it
does.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, travel,
wow.
Travel,
oh,
travel. Planes, trains, and automobiles.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely. She had mentioned maybe she wanted to do some work in L.A. So maybe that's,
you know what I get? I have you on a plane, getting off a plane with one of those carry-ons, you know, that you pull behind you. And you're, like, getting dressed in the airport. I feel like you threw your clothes on in the ladies' room, and you're running through the airport putting your shoes on, like, you know, trying to hop in with one shoe on and put the other shoe on. You're off to a meeting, or you're off to catch another, another plane or something. So I do feel it's 2021, 2022, much better for you. And you're going to be busy.
God.
So, yeah. Yeah, you'll
and
be busy.
You're going to have a chance meeting where everything's just going to explode. So your rest is over, darling.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
So get ready, 2021.
Oh,
cool.
Oh, thank
Good
you.
Good luck
ladies.
To you.
It's so
You're
empowering.
Welcome.
Thank you.
All right, hon.
God bless
welcome.
You.
You too. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Okay. Wow, that was good. Okay, 305.
Hi.
Hello. What's your name? Where are you from?
This is Eileen in Miami. Kelly, first, thank you very much for helping me that time. It worked. I did what you told me, and it went away.
Oh,
the
good.
Itching problem
good.
I had. So I have a client right now, and I've been working with her on and off for many years, but lately she came into my life, and I'm designing a rug for her, and I keep sending her yarn samples. Is she going to make up her mind at some point? Or is she going to fly down to see me to see everything? I mean, she's just, she doesn't see it. She picked up a photograph. She
she's
said, that's
hopeless.
What I want. She is, right?
She's hopeless.
And
yeah.
I even sent her the sample.
Get...
She goes, but that's not the picture
yeah.
I see. I said, that's the real thing.
Yeah.
Well, go towards more towards lavenders and purples and stuff. She'll like that better. And it's going to be, do you ever, I have no idea. Do they make yak yarn?
No, this is wool. It's going to be 100% New Zealand wool, so it's sort of like that.
Okay. Well, it's
good quality.
The fluffy sheep, so that must be what I'm seeing. Yes, show her the more violets and purples and lavenders, and she'll like that better.
Rather than, she keeps asking for reds and orange and yellows.
Yeah, no, she's wrong. I think what's going to happen is she's going to show you pictures of the space, and you're going to end up designing things for her, and
so
then she'll be happy.
Designing something brand new, right?
Yeah, she can't. She's not creative enough to think that way.
Well,
the way that you're asking
her
to think, she
her
can't
house.
Do that.
Okay, she's got paintings in her house, and she wants me to match those blues and those purples and the reds there. And I'm going, maybe I should design something brand new for you instead of picking something that has in the past.
Right.
Right. You're going to end up designing this for her.
Yeah.
Okay, because it's going to be a really good size. It's going to be 9 by 12 feet, and I want to do something really beautiful for her.
And it's going to cost her, too, and that's fine.
Well, yeah, yeah. This is going to cost her anyway, the way I'm doing it. But
yeah,
it's something
yeah.
she saw in 2013, and she says, oh, I should have bought it then. But,
yeah.
you know, it's
well,
hard.
You're going to be the new and improved version of it, so
right.
she's,
okay,
she's going to love it. She just can't, she doesn't have the imagination.
Okay, all right.
You
so
know.
She gives me the ideas of what she wants, and then I'll come up with the colors.
Right.
Yes. You'll
okay.
be fine.
All right, super.
You know,
thanks, guys. I
you're going to put your own
welcome.
Little tweak on it, too, so
right.
go do that.
Right.
All right. I'll
yeah.
show
and
you
it's
after
gonna
you finish.
Be okay.
Good. Okay,
oh,
great.
I can't wait.
All right, dear.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're
Bye.
Welcome.
Yeah.
oh, let's see. that was funny. 646. Hello, 646.
Hi, Kelly. It's Jen.
Hi, Jen. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay. How are you guys doing?
Good. You got a question for Carol Ann? Cool.
Well, it's such a lovely show, I must say. I'm enjoying this very much. I'm sure you guys are as well. I do have a question. So basically, there are two projects that I'm working on to begin and complete. One is regarding women, and then the other one is in Dubai. Do you see which one would be the most important for me to put my energy into at the moment? And if that, I mean, both of them can be done from Dubai, I believe. But I'm just trying to kind of get clarity on that. And then there's a gentleman who I've been trying to meet for quite some time, and his name begins with the letter H. So anything around that, that would be great.
Go ahead, Carol Ann.
Oh, geez. okay. I'm gonna tell you, I don't like Dubai. Okay, I'm not liking that. Kelly Jo will have more. I don't know why I don't like it. I don't like it. What'd you say? One account was for women and the other one was for Dubai?
Yes. Yeah, one of them is more like government, tourism. It's a really big project. It's like a bridge for communication. And then the other one is regarding women's empowerment. But
I like the women's empowerment.
Something. Yep.
The H name, does he have an A with that name?
He does.
Okay. All right. So set that intention. You're trying to meet him. The way that you're going to meet him, because I think he's sort of into himself or all about him, is you almost have to pull the rug out from under him. But once you do, I think he'll be flabbergasted. If he doesn't, even though you want to meet him, he may not be for you, because if he's all about, if he's stuck on himself, he needs to be crazy about you. We don't care about him. He needs to be crazy about you. That's what you need. Go ahead, Kelly.
Yeah, I see the woman's project going first, and then there's a delay around the meeting, but it will happen. But it's through... like three other people. That's what I'm seeing.
Okay. Well, that's great to know. I think that, you know, it will be more of an office meeting set up, right? That's kind of what I'm trying for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And the women's empowerment one, can I do that from over there as well? Do you think I can get the funding from over there, or...
I see that one partly, but mostly over here.
Yeah, I see New York City.
Some neat surprise is going to happen over here.
Yeah.
And then
okay.
you
not
are going to
get too big over in Dubai.
Right.
Yeah, I don't
but
like Dubai. What do you think, Kelly?
Well, it's okay, you know. But
yeah.
I see you doing something over here, and you're going to get in with a coalition of lady producers somehow. You know how you fumble into stuff?
Yes.
By accident?
Yeah.
You're going to have somebody tell somebody, and you're going to be with a coalition of female producers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Well, I agree with that from Kelly, because what you're trying to do and what's going to happen are two different things. And it looks like really rocky the way that you're trying to go about it, where the way that it's going to unfold for you, the path is lit by brilliant light. So there aren't going to be a lot of stop signs there. It's going to be a thoroughfare. So it'll be a nice flow on that. When you try to do it your way, you're meeting boulders. You go the other way, that's a plan. It's going to be lit up for you.
And you're going to have two benefactors you haven't even thunk of yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you. I'll be open to that. The thing is like, I am thinking about going over to Dubai within the next few months, but...
No. I don't like Dubai.
Well, that's a
nothing personal.
Opinion,
I just don't feel good about it.
Everyone's entitled to their opinion, so, yeah.
Yeah. No, I just don't like the feeling of it for you. And I don't know why, Kelly. Kelly gets the bigger picture than I do, but I just get, like, I don't like that picture right now. I don't know why. I don't know if it's unrest. I don't know if it's COVID. I don't know what it is, Kelly. But I just have a feeling about it.
I understand.
And I personally
sometimes
wouldn't.
Things are said and they don't come through with it. I think that's what you're picking up on.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, just be open
so, you know,
and try to do my best. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Huh? But, you know, the path that you didn't see before is going to light up for you, so.
Okay. But you both do see that meeting, though. It's just we don't know time frame on it or anything.
Nope.
Well,
it'll
that's
happen,
great to know.
But I don't know when.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, guys.
Okay.
Thank you both. Thank
All
you
right.
very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I just had a vision of a lot of some travel going into the mid-2021 is not good for in some places.
Okay.
You know, I don't know what you get on that, Kelly, but I just get
yeah,
some spaces
that
are rock.
It's going to be unrest or something. I don't know what it is, but just has to be.
Yeah.
From November to December, we all got to be careful.
Yeah. And
be
I
watch,
don't even know if it's a question
aware.
Of. Yeah. I don't even know if we'll be allowed in some
right.
areas.
Right.
So that's why I'm getting that black. Box there, you know. But anyway,
right.
go ahead, Kelly. I'm sorry.
727. Hello.
Hi, Kellyanne. Hi, Kellyanne. It's Jill.
Hi, Jill.
Hey, how are you? I'm great. I just want to say you two are fabulous. I try to never miss a show. I've had readings from you all, so anybody listening, you're both fabulous.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to try and catch your show next on Thursday, so I'm going to ask a different question. But
okay.
I want to know what you know, I try to mix it up so I'm not asking the same thing over and over. I wanted to see what you all see with my mom coming up in the next 3 months.
You know, I'm going to go. Let me jump in here, Kelly, just a minute.
Go ahead.
Because Kelly has more info about what's coming down the pike than I do. What I get is a surrender. I get the word surrender, like in the Wizard of Oz, surrender, Dorothy. That's what I get. I get that she's going to stop beating her head up against the wall and arguing and just kind of surrender into a peaceful space, which I think is better. So that's all I get on that. Let me see what Kelly Jo has.
I get that, too, because all her family is there to come fetch her.
Okay.
Say that
yeah.
again, what?
Her family is there to fetch her.
Yeah, her family and spirit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
we don't usually get, I'm not usually told, you know, illnesses or deaths or something, you know, like the way we would want it. What I get is a surrender. Which means to me, and I happen to know from reading you, we discussed, you know, or she thinks she's found a cure and blah, 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 you know. And I just said to you, just let it, whatever. This is a phase that she's going through is my impression.
Right.
And it's like a grieving process. So she has to go through her phases. And when I guess she's finally going to surrender and smell the roses today. You know what I'm saying? Instead of worrying
okay.
about the future, she's going to surrender to it. Kelly, Joe, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And more calmness and peacefulness. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Okay, so she's not going
to
be.
And this is normal. I believe this to be normal, honey. This is a normal.
Okay.
When somebody's given a terminal illness, this is the phases that they go through.
Yeah.
And that's why I say just yes or to death. This is what they go through. And until a final surrender. And then they're at peace. And
yeah.
then mm-hmm. when it comes, comes. So I think that's what's going to happen.
Okay. Do you see me going out there soon?
I would say by the end of the year, by January. What do you
get,
Kelly?
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you both
so
much.
So it's not a prediction, but it's what we see, you know? And that can change, too. It's just a prediction as of today. Yeah.
I know. I understand. I just wanted – I was hoping she'd be – you know, more at peace and like she's just going off the wall with.
That's all right. That's all right. It's all part of the process, hon.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just keep yesing her to death, like you said. So.
Good girl.
That's
all
right.
Just
can
stay
do.
Solid. You'll be okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you both, and hopefully.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Whoops.
Well, we don't have time for anybody else because the timer clicked out. Sorry about that, guys. Call in next show. Thank you, Carol Ann, for being on. And we'll see everybody in the future.
Hey, try the Psychic Flow on Thursday night, and you can get both of us again. Check out Goldilocks
yes.
on YouTube, and you'll enjoy it. So the dynamic duo will be there for an hour. Okay?
You get a
thanks
two
for having
this
me,
week.
Kelly.
Thank you for
yeah,
coming.
Yeah.
Have a good night, all.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Oh, happy Halloween.